Confinement Facilities and Corrections, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy BMR.com. 1. What is the basic philosophy of the Navy Corrections Program? Recognizing the fact that, whether it be confinement or in some other form, punishment alone is seldom corrective. 2. What is meant by detained? A prisoner who has been charged with an article of the UCMJ but not convicted. 3. Where facilities permit, how should newly admitted prisoners be housed? Separately from the general population until indoctrination in prisoner regulations and other administrative details of reception are completed. 4. What is meant by adjudged? A prisoner who has been awarded a sentence from courts-martial. 5. What is meant by sentence? An authorized legal punishment awarded to an adjudged prisoner. 6. What is provided by a consolidated brig or level 2 confinement facility? Confinement and rehabilitation opportunities for prisoners who will be discharged or transferred to the United States disciplinary barracks or to federal prisons. 7. Where are waterfront brig and level 1 confinement facilities located? On operating Navy or Marine Corps installations to service local needs. 8. Who must be notified when a detention space or a holding cell has been established or disestablished? ComNav PERSCOM, Purse Oscar Oscar Delta 1, or Commandant of the Marine Corps, Charlie Mike Charlie. 9. What is the maximum average number of detainees or prisoners that will justify establishing a pretrial confinement facility? 20. 10. What is the role of the brig duty officer? Responsible for supervising the security force and maintaining good order and discipline. 11. Who is responsible to the brig duty officer for maintaining the prisoner accountability and security system? Control Center Supervisor. 12. Who is responsible for the sanitation and accountability and welfare of prisoners in an assigned berthing area or special quarters? Quarters Supervisor. 13. What is the most serious deprivation of liberty established as a punishment under UCMJ Article 15? Correctional Custody. 14. What is the role of Correctional Counselors, NEC 9516? They provide direct and indirect individual and group counseling to no more than 40 prisoners and assist in their program development, performance, and evaluations. 15. What is responsible for establishing the individual prisoner's program upon completion of orientation? Classification and Assignment Board. 16. How long may pretrial confinement on board a vessel at sea continue? Only until the individual can be transferred to a confinement facility ashore. 17. Afloat brigs are operated on what class ships? CVN, LHA, and LHDs. 18. How is a brig officer appointed to that assignment? In writing by the commanding officer. 19. Who is assigned as escorts? Ship's personnel. 20. What is the basis for the number of escorts assigned? An approximate ratio of 1 escort to 3 confined personnel based on the average usage of the brig. 21. Who has been designated as the executive agent in charge of all detainee operations? Department of the Army. 22. What is the instruction number for the Department of the Navy Corrections Manual? SECNAV Instruction 1640.9 Series. 23. What is confinement? A type of punishment normally imposed by the sentence of a court-martial or by non-judicial punishment, NJP. 24. What is the correctional program? The sum of all resources used by the brig to encourage constructive change in the prisoner's life. 25. What is the Navy's brig program policy? That brig programs provide a climate conducive to positive change. 26. What is the source of motivation of restoration to duty? Must come from the prisoner. It cannot take place where there is repression and hostility. 27. The regulations stated in the Navy Corrections Manual apply to what places? Although the publication is designed mainly for designated places of confinement, the stated principles and regulations apply equally to all places of confinement. 28. who approves a shore brig as a naval place of confinement. SecNav. 29. Who is authorized to be confined in a ship's brig. Personnel attached to the ship or embarked in the ship and may be used for periods of confinement of up to 30 days when inspected and determined suitable for confinement. 30. What is the disposition of persons with sentences by courts-martial of 31 days or more confinement? Normally delivered to a shore brig for confinement. 31. When may prisoners be released from a ship's brig to man battle stations? When condition 1 is set and if directed by the CO. 32. What is a detention facility? Any cell, room, or other berthing space of the shore establishment used for short-term detention of personnel as provided for by Article 1160 Navy Regulations. 33. What Navy Regulations article addresses short-term detention of personnel? Article 1160. 34. What is meant by short-term detention? No more than 24 hours during the work week and not more than 72 hours over a weekend and not more than an additional 24 hours over a long weekend. 35. How long may personnel be confined in approved detention facilities when they are being held for foreign court jurisdiction at remote overseas activities? Up to 30 days. 36. What governs spaces used for the nonjudicial punishment of correctional custody? Provisions of SecNav Instruction 1640.7 Series. 37. What is a correctional custody unit? A regular berthing area that's been designated by the command to house offenders sentenced by NJP to correctional custody. Such units normally are not part of a brig complex. 38. What is correctional custody? The physical restraint of a person during duty or non-duty hours, or both, imposed as NJP and may include extra duties, fatigue duties, or hard labor. 39. Which articles of the UCMJ addresses the confinement of personnel from other armed services? Articles 11 alpha and 58 alpha. 40. When may naval prisoners already in naval custody be confined briefly in federally approved jails? In cases of necessity by joint agreement between the civil authority and the cognizant commanding officer. 41. What precautions must be taken where no military confinement or detention spaces are available and foreign civilian confinement is to be used for the pretrial confinement of naval personnel who are charged with serious offenses against the UCMJ? Such confinement must preclude immediate association of American service members with enemy prisoners or other foreign nationals not members of the armed forces. 42. Who is the approval authority for foreign civilian confinement facilities? The senior officer present based upon the adequacy of security features, safety of prisoners, and adequate living conditions. 43. What determines a prisoner's and quarters assignment and the correctional treatment he or she receives? The prisoner's status. 44. What is a detained prisoner? A person who has been legally ordered into confinement while awaiting trial or rehearing. 45. What must be indicated in the confinement order by the officer ordering a person into confinement? The articles of UCMJ violated and a brief description of each offense. 46. What happens if a detained prisoner is not afforded a U.S. magistrate hearing within the time limits prescribed in SecNav Instruction 1640.10 Series? The prisoner must be released. 47. Who is a sentenced prisoner? A prisoner whose sentence has been ordered into execution following the appropriate level of review. 48. When may the punishment of bread and water or reduced diet be imposed? Only upon an enlisted person in pay grade E3 or below who is attached to or embarked in a ship. 49. What is the limit to confinement on bread and water? May not exceed 3 consecutive days. 50. What is the limitation on the amount of bread and water authorized during that type of punishment? Must not be restricted and will be served 3 times daily at the normal time of meals for the crew. 51. What is the procedure for a person in confinement awarded a reduced diet? The person receives a diet that shall consist of 3 meals daily, The meals must include balanced portions of all items in the daily rotation prepared and served other prisoners with reduced amounts but not less than 2,100 calories daily. Desserts may be omitted and water is the only drink furnished. 52. How is an officer confined? Must not be confined in close company with enlisted prisoners. Preferably, the officer should be confined to quarters or other suitable place apart from the confinement facility. If required, an adequate guard may be posted. 53. Where is an officer sentenced to confinement normally confined? Within the jurisdiction of the officer convening the court-martial until the sentence is ordered executed. 54. Who is notified when local facilities are inadequate for confinement of an officer? Chief of Naval Personnel. 55. What is the rule for an officer's confinement when an approved sentence of dismissal has been executed? The individual may be confined with and otherwise handled as an enlisted prisoner. 56. Where may women not be confined in shore brigs? In those used only for male personnel. 57. Who must inspect and certify shore brigs used to confine women? SECNAV. 58. When may confinement be imposed at NJP on women at sea? Only if the female member is attached to or embarked on board ship. 59. What is the control requirement when confining women in ship's brigs? The confinement space must be visually and acoustically separated from males. 60. What services and supplies are provided to civilian prisoners confined in a naval brig? Medical and dental care, health and comfort supplies, and religious services in the same manner as military personnel. 61. Are civilian prisoners confined in a naval brig required to wear military uniforms? No, they are furnished adequate clothing when received without necessary wearing apparel. Work clothing is furnished when necessary. 62. What is the dictionary definition of fraternize? To bring into brotherly relations, hold fellowship. 63. Are civilian prisoners confined in a naval brig required to perform military drills or to engage in military acts of protocol? No, and their participation in physical training programs is optional. 64. What manner must be maintained by correctional personnel toward prisoners? A quiet, impersonal, but firm manner. Profane, demeaning, indecent, or insulting language toward or in the presence of a prisoner is forbidden. 65. How are brig staff members expected to treat prisoners? As fellow human beings who are members of the military service in a subordinate position within the organization. 66. When does an escort supervising prisoners salute an officer? When spoken to by the officer or during hours to colors. 67. When may a brig staff member strike or lay hands upon a prisoner? Only in self-defense, to prevent escapes, to prevent serious injury to person or property, to quell a disturbance, or for the purpose of searching a prisoner. 68. What is the Navy policy on the commitment of prisoners? Correctional personnel may not refuse to receive or keep any prisoner committed to their charge by an officer of the armed forces when the committing officer furnishes a signed statement of the offense charged against the prisoner. 69. Who establishes a maximum prisoner population that is not to be exceeded? The commanding officer. 70. What form is issued to clearly identify the person to be confined and, in abbreviated form, show the offense or offenses of which the person is accused or convicted? The Confinement Order, NAVPERS 1640/4. 71. Why must specifics be contained in the offense portion of the confinement order? Because the details assist in proper evaluation of the prisoner and may influence custody classification. 72. What must be given a prisoner prior to acceptance for confinement? A physical examination. 73. In addition to acceptance, when is a prisoner given a physical examination? Upon permanent transfer to another confinement facility and upon reconfinement following permanent release, regardless of the length of time following such permanent release. 74. What entries are made in the facility log upon receipt of a prisoner? The name, social security number, rate or grade, service organization, offense, date and time of receipt, and other pertinent remarks such as physical condition. 75. When is the prisoner data card forwarded to Bupers? Upon the first day of the month following the prisoner's release. 76. What form is used to inventory valuables and personal effects? Funds, personal property, and valuables inventory form, NAVPERS 1640/17. 77. Are prisoners allowed to retain their ID cards? No. 78. What items may the CO authorize a prisoner to retain when confined? Wedding rings and religious medals and other items of low intrinsic value. 79. Who accepts and preserves all personal property taken from a prisoner upon confinement or received during confinement and inventories it in the prisoner's presence? The personal property clerk. 80. What is the objective of the corrections program? The training and motivation of the individuals so they can be returned to duty as more effective members of the service, or, barring that, the preparation for return to civilian life as productive citizens. 81. What is the basis of discipline? The mental, moral, and physical training resulting in a willing desire to perform and behave in an acceptable manner. 82. What is the work requirement for prisoners undergoing a sentence to confinement at hard labor? Required to work at least as hard and as arduous a work week as that performed by the average Navy person at sea, but should not be so rigorous as to interfere with the prisoner's daily need for sleep or to be detrimental to his or her health. 83. What is proper employment for prisoners? Any productive task that is a suitable work assignment for service members. 84. What are the normal working hours for prisoners? Normally conform to those of the station. Sundays and national holidays are days of rest, except for routine housekeeping and policing. 85. What prisoner work assignments are prohibited? Duties placing one prisoner in authority over another prisoner. Duties that are for the exclusive benefit of a private individual or organization. Work that is inherently dangerous or hazardous to the prisoner, except in emergency situations where service personnel would be expected to perform such work. Assignments that require the handling of or access to drugs, narcotics, intoxicants, uncrated explosives or weapons, money, security equipment, classified material, and prisoner records. The manufacture of articles for sale to private individuals or organizations, and prisoners cannot be required to observe duty hours or training schedules devised as punitive measures, except as provided for under administrative punishments. 86. What tasks and assignments are given to court-martial prisoners whose sentences have been ordered executed and are serving confinement at hard labor? Those which are productive and of benefit to the government. 87. What is the primary purpose of all training during confinement? To help the offender to learn good habits of living and working with others in a group. 88. What training programs are available for prisoners during their confinement? Vocational, physical, and military. 89. Who should supervise the physical training of prisoners? Should be under the direct supervision of a senior non-commissioned officer or petty officer. 90. What is the minimum number of scheduled counts of prisoners each day? At least 3, revelry, end of work day, and taps, and the count and time are entered in the daily log. 91. Where is the result of each count reported? To the control center for verification against the master record of the running count. 92. How is the prisoner count made in dormitories or large areas? One person should make the count while another observes and assists to ensure that there is no movement among prisoners. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.